We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
A lot of questions coming in about COVID-19, all these breakthrough cases, and the need for boosters. Dr. Michael Osterholm, University of Minnesota, Director of Infectious Disease. So, Dr. Osterholm, are the vaccines and booster shots finally able to put the virus on a downturn in the state? What's going on with that?
Well, first of all, good morning, Susie.
Thank you. Good morning. Yes, you too, sir. Thank you.
Yeah. Well, let's separate out a few things here. First of all, the surge in cases that occurs with COVID-19, where you suddenly see a big increase in cases, and then usually for a period of 6 to 8 weeks, it hits a peak and comes back down again. That is not impacted by vaccine in terms of when it starts and when it stops. We don't understand exactly why that happens, but the vaccine has a tremendous impact on how big that curve gets, how many cases fit into that time period. So I want to be really clear, vaccine is absolutely critical, but why it starts and stops, we don't know. We've just watched it literally sweep through many parts of the United States. And as it started in the South, moved to the Southeast, started at the same time in the Northwestern states, moved eastward. It just covered state after state after state. And again, this 6 to 8 week kind of cycle I talked about occurred. So fortunately in Minnesota right now, northern Wisconsin, northern Michigan, North Dakota, we're now on that downside of the curve. It's coming down. But the important message here is another surge will come back again if we don't get more people vaccinated. Right now, we still have 65 million Americans in this country who could be vaccinated who are not. And so while everything seems to be becoming quiet again, remember, this is exactly the same place we were in last May and June. Everybody thought it was over with, done, and then we saw what happened with that surge. So we still have an urgent need to get people vaccinated so that we don't have another surge like this in December or January or February. And that's a hard message to get across right now when everybody feels like, we're done, but we're not.
Yeah, I was going to ask along those lines about this virus, particularly, Dr. Osterholm. Is it still a mystery to some people researching? I mean, is it doing things that are peculiar? Are there always new variants? I mean, is there any way to really know what this thing might do in terms of its continued spread?
Well, you know, Susie, we can. And I would start out by saying, first of all, that this particular virus surely must cause all of us in at least the public health and research worlds to have a sense of humility, because what it is doing, frankly, is something that in many cases we're not in control of, meaning like this surge when they occur and when they end. But again, vaccine can make a big difference in what the surge looks like. But, you know, last June, you may recall, up to that period, I had been saying for some time that in March, April, and May, that the darkest days of the pandemic could still be ahead of us. And, you know, many people just didn't want to believe that. And I based it on just observing what this virus had been doing, not just in the United States, but around the world. Countries were on their fifth surge activity at that point. And then, of course, Delta emerged, the much more infectious virus of all the ones we've had so far with COVID. And you saw what happened. We went from less than 1,000 cases a day to 160,000 to 170,000 cases a day in July, August, compared to that same time in May. So I think we can expect that to happen. When you ask about the variants, yes, this virus continues to mutate. Every time there's a new infection and it starts to grow in someone's body, it's like another throw at the genetic roulette table. You know, you get more mutants coming out of it. And so we do worry about that. Will these mutants potentially have the ability to be more infectious? Will they possibly impact on how well the vaccine protects, or if you've had infection itself, natural immunity that occurs from that? And so it is a challenge for us, but we know we can do so much about this, just getting people vaccinated.
Yeah. And on that note, vaccinations for children ages 5 to 11 expected to get the go-ahead this week. What does that mean going forward?
Well, kids, fortunately, are much less likely to get seriously ill when they get infected. They still do. Our hospitals have been full of kids. We've had a number of deaths in kids in the country. So I don't want to minimize the impact on kids. But fortunately, they get less severely ill compared to their parents or grandparents. But so we still want to vaccinate them. But they serve as a very important source of virus in the community. We've had a number of cases, many cases, where grandpa and grandma or mom and dad got infected from their child who picked it up at school. And so we want to get these kids vaccinated to protect themselves, but also to help protect the community. I mean, I can't tell you how many times families have been extremely distraught when they realize that their younger child who had a milder COVID illness transmitted to mom or dad or grandpa and grandma, and they got severely ill and in some cases died. So the vaccine now really will help us eliminate or surely reduce the impact of the virus transmission in these young kids.
Dr. Osterholm, do we know the rate of breakthrough cases? My mom had a breakthrough case. Jimmy just mentioned he's heard of a breakthrough case. And is the one vaccine seem to do a better job than others? And do you think, like we were talking about off air, are we going to need to get boosters every 6 months as this thing continues to grow and change?
Well, you know, Susie, when we first started doing the research on these vaccines at the time that the pandemic emerged, early in 2020, you know, we fast forwarded many years of research in that period of just 6 months. And there were two buckets of concerns or issues we had to deal with. One was vaccines safe. That was first of all, most important. Second of all, how well do they work? Now, if we were doing this in normal research and development for a vaccine, we'd be taking 5 or 6 years to try to understand this. We'd ask and answer questions. How long does the vaccine protection last? Is it months? Is it years? Whatever. Well, we had more than enough information to answer the safety question. We've had hundreds of millions of people around the world now vaccinated, and we can say with certainty we know how safe these vaccines are, and they're incredibly safe. But what we're still learning is what happens long term when you're vaccinated. Is it protect you for 6 or 8 months? Or is it 2 years? Or is it 4 years? We're still learning that. And we wouldn't want to wait to learn that before we got these vaccines out there, because millions of people would have been seriously ill and died if we hadn't gotten it out there. So right now, that's what we're trying to understand and study, is how well do these vaccines protect over time? And the data surely shows that at 6 to 8 months, at least with the mRNA vaccines, the Pfizer and the Moderna, that you start to see some waning protection, and that we do need a booster then. Now, some of us would say we probably should have had 3 doses planned all along for the mRNA vaccines and 2 doses for the J&J vaccine. And we'll study this now to see, will we need a booster in the future or not? But surely the booster doses we're talking about now will have a big impact on breakthrough infections.
Dr. Osterholm, it is always a pleasure and an honor to talk with you. These days, you know, people are refuting science, and I think we're on dangerous ground when we start to question research and science, because we have to believe that the work everyone is doing on this is all for the greater good and not to get anyone. It's to keep people alive. So thank you so much.
Well, thank you, Susie. Thank you very much.
We'll talk soon. That is Dr. Michael Osterholm, the infectious disease director at the University of Minnesota, talking COVID-19 and all you need to know about that.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.